It's Indigenous Literacy Day, and it gives us the opportunity to think about how we tackle the Indigenous literacy gap. According to 2018 NAPLAN results, only 36% of Indigenous Year 5 students in very remote areas met the national reading standards. One organisation committed to addressing the literacy gap is Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Every year, the ILF hosts community events to create awareness of Indigenous Literacy Day. But this year, it's going to be a little different.
Tomorrow, the 2nd of September, is Indigenous Literacy Day, and the Indigenous Literacy Foundation has put together a special event. Speaking with Tina Ray, Program Director of ILF, I learned more about the value of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's first languages.
The access to books and print material is a big part of literacy development for Indigenous children, particularly those living in remote communities across Australia. If you don't have road signs, if you don't have a library or there aren't books available, how can kids learn to read? So it's extremely important that we are able to provide kids in communities with access to books.
The Indigenous Literacy Foundation started back in 2004. What has it been able to achieve since then?
In 2010, it became an independent charity. So not only do we have all our own programs, we do raise our own funds to be able to support the work that we do in community. We've distributed and gifted out over 500,000 books to around 400 communities right across Australia. This year alone, we've gifted out, at the moment, about 94,000 books. We've published over 100 books, many of those in first languages or languages spoken in communities. And we've also have developed an early literacy program which goes out to communities mainly across the Northern Territory, Western Australia and South Australia.
Indigenous Literacy Day 2020 will be different from previous years. Tell me a little bit about it.
In previous years, we've held the event at the Sydney Opera House, but due to restrictions, we've decided to go virtual. And it's actually been a really wonderful opportunity, I think, for us, because not only can we provide an event that goes out to school children, but we can also provide an event that goes out to the general public.
You mentioned in remote community schools, you have authors working with kids, going and reading to them. Sort of give me an example of how this is going down and how that's worked in the past.
Part of what we do is we publish stories by the community and for the community. And our ambassadors, majority of those are really amazing authors and illustrators and have been supporting the communities to illustrate their stories or help them to turn their stories into books.
Tina Ray, Program Director of the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Josie Lardy is an educator working with ILF in the Northern Territory to help translate books into Indigenous languages for children in remote communities. I spoke with her about her work and closing the Indigenous literacy gap.
Is there a different approach to teaching Indigenous children versus non-Indigenous children?
Yeah, it'd be really good if we had more of first language teachers out there to be able to get them in classrooms, and then they can make up programs and just teach in their first language as well as English. But because we don't have many first language teachers, it's kind of hard to get that language in classes.
What books and reading materials do they have access to in these remote areas?
Well, there's not many at the moment, but that's why I joined ILF once I heard that they translate favourite books into languages. And they've got the CLP program, which is Community Literacy Project program, where they, you know, encourage community members to make up their own story, put it in their first language if they wish, get the kids, the parents involved to do the illustrations.
And what more do you think needs to be done to close the literacy gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians?
What I've really been talking to ILF about is getting the QR codes for each book that's translated, because not many have learnt to read and write in their own language, so it's kind of hard to pick up a book and then to be able to read it. So the QR code can help them to read along with the stories and learn the words, learn to read and write, and then, you know, it might snowball and they get into it more, and hopefully down the track we can have more readers and writers of first languages.
Josie Lardy, educator and translator for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, ending that story with Aidan Moller.